You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
People of the Hot House Big Top, welcome to Donut Economics 2025 Circus! Damn, I'm glad to be here. I have to say, this tent is my favourite tent at any festival. Let's hear it for the Hot House! What a space. So, my name is Kate Raworth. I am a donut economist by day, ringmaster by night, and night is falling. And we are here to make circus. So will you make a circus here with me tonight? Oh, a little bit, maybe. So you see, the thing is, this is not a cirque me. This is not a cirque you. It's a circus. So there ain't no circus without you. Tonight, on this stage, there will be clowns. There will be acrobats. There will be jugglers. There will be contortionists. I don't yet know who you are. And maybe you don't yet know who you are, but you will be here within the next 60 minutes. Because we have all the skills we need right here to make a circus together. And on the point of in-house skills, if anybody takes any photos and you think, oh, that's a good photo, please share it online. I would love to find out on Insta, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, because we can then crowdsource a little photo album of tonight. I would love that. So please, snap away and share them away, okay? So, are you going to make a circus here with me tonight? I am so going to hold you to that. By the way, coming up here, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's fun. It's fun, okay? So anybody who comes up here, it's fun. It's a nice place to be. I need you. So this isn't just any old circus. This is a donut economic circus. So I have here a little donut. What is the donut? The donut is a compass for 21st century thriving. The goal is to leave no one in the hole in the middle, falling short on the essentials of life. Say, leave no one in the hole.
Leave no one in the hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're on good form tonight, Greenbelt. We're going to have fun here. But as we seek to meet the needs of all people, we cannot overshoot the means of this delicately balanced living planet. Don't overshoot the limits.
Don't overshoot the limits.
Leave no one in the hole.
Leave no one in the hole.
Don't overshoot the limits.
Don't overshoot the limits.
Oh, there's a song. There's a song. I'm going to ask my first question. Is there a beatboxer in the house? Now, I know this stage was graced by Jason Singh himself last night. So the standards are a little bit high. That was phenomenal. Anybody who was here? Who was here? Like, wow. But hey, this is the People Circus. So all I'm looking for is somebody who can do something a bit like this. So, just a quick, is there anybody in the house who thinks, yeah, like in 60 minutes time, I could do that up on the stage? Don't be shy, people, I need you. Oh, okay, no hands. So, what I ask is that within the next 60 minutes, somebody decides that in 60 minutes time, they can be up here beatboxing, because otherwise there's no song. Okay, yeah. You're going to join me. I know you're out there, beatboxer. I know you're there. You're going to join me. Okay. We are here in the Hot House Big Top to talk about the big issues of the day. And Donut Economic Circus 2025 is about the biggest issue of them all. We're going to the root of the matter, people. We're going to be talking about the battle for the biosphere. Because it's nature versus finance. Right, here we are in the Big Top. Here we are, it's the battle for the
biosphere.
It's nature versus
finance.
Yes, we are taking on the big issue that sits at the bottom of it all, okay? Why? Biosphere, that's a very fancy word for a circus. The biosphere, what is the biosphere? The biosphere is the thin film of life around the surface of this earth. Did you know, first fun fact, the biosphere is 6 miles high. It goes as high as the highest vulture can soar. And it is 6 miles deep down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. So the biosphere, all life on Earth, happens within a 12-mile zone. That is the distance from Bath to Bristol. So next time you travel from Bath to Bristol, you are literally traversing the biosphere. Take that little journey and imagine it going all the way around the surface of this planet. That is the zone of life. It is extraordinarily delicate. And all the talks that have happened in this tent till now are telling us again and again, we must protect it. So we're gonna make a delicate little biosphere right up here, right on this stage. So I'm gonna ask for my first circus participant. Who out here has always wanted to be a clown blowing bubbles? Who wants to be a clown blowing bubbles? Any clowns out there? Oh, I see a clown. Come on up, come on. Round of applause for our clown. Coming up, coming up. Health and safety, health and safety. The request is everybody comes all the way along here and then comes all up here. Come on, clown, come on. Yes, what's your name, clown?
Kay.
Kay. Would you like a clown name, Kay? Sure. Is that your clown name? No. Yeah? What's your gonna clown name? What do you want to be? What do you want to be?
I don't know what clown names there are.
Can we give Kay a clown name? Coco. Would you want to be Coco the clown? Okay, we'll go for it. Come on over here. Right, here we go. We're going to make an instant clown. Right, there's your nose. Little holes go down. Have you ever been a clown before? Fantastic. This is bravery, people. Yeah. Okay. Kay, Coco, you have one job. You are going to create a biosphere, okay? Do you see over here? There's a little dish. This is full of bubble liquid. And in a minute, but not yet, you are going to pick it up and you're going to make a beautiful bubble for the girls and boys, okay? You good for that? No pressure at all. So much pressure. Okay? You good for that? So you're just going to pick up the way you can practice. Like, we can just lose a biosphere at all. You can have a practice. Now, before you go, we are going to give Kay all the support because this is a circ us, okay? Yeah. So, first of all, as Coco moves to make this biosphere, you're going to give a drum roll. Let me hear your drum roll. Yeah, okay. Then, when there is a biospheric bubble before us, you're going to give the sounds of awe. Let me hear your awe. And then, spoiler alert, it will burst, okay? Now, I don't want to hear this yet because it's going to be a surprise, but when it bursts, we want the sound of loss. No sound, right? It's going to be a surprise when it happens, okay? Are we ready? Are you ready, Kay? Go, Coco. God damn. Coco, are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Let's go. Just leave the tray. Just pick up the one, okay? Bring it over. That's it. Have a go. No, wave it like this. Wave it like this. Oh, have another go. Those are just little comets. Those are small planets. No, here we go. Here's the one. Here we go. Fast, bigger. Try again. You see, it's not easy to make a living planet, people. Have another go. More like a... Exactly. Exactly. That's what it feels to lose the biosphere. Can we have a massive round of applause for Coco the Clown? Amazing. Thank you. You see, it doesn't hurt. You get to make a biosphere. That was fantastic. Thank you. So, the biosphere really, really matters. And here's the thing. We all know. The biosphere is in deep jeopardy. Since the year 1970, the year I was born, hey, I'll save you the maths, I'm 54. Since 1970 till 2022, the percentage of wildlife populations, and I'm talking about wild mammals, can I hear your wild mammals? Them, and reptiles and amphibians and birds and fish. Yeah, all of them. The percentage of them in the world has decreased from 1970 to 2022 by 69%. Feel that. And we're going to do more than feel that. We're going to make this graph. So I am standing here at 1970. And by the time I get to the other end of the stage, I'm going to be 2022. And as I cross the stage, you are going to make a sonograph. If you don't yet know what that is, you're going to know it in 1 minute. You're going to make the sound. So here at 1970, the top of my hat is 100%, and you're going to make 100% of all those wild animal noises. And as I cross the stage, you are going to collectively decrease your sound by 69%. Okay? Here we go. 100% wild animals. Here we go. Keep going. I have to take my hat off to be small enough. That is the sound of loss. And this isn't funny, is it? That is where we are. We are decimating life. This is the battle for life. And we just have to ask ourselves, who are we in a battle with? And some would say it's the consumers, because they eat the wrong food and they travel to the wrong places and they buy too much stuff. Sure, that's all true. And consumers are bombarded every day with advertisements from the companies convincing us to buy more. The psychological addiction to consumerism. So we could say, okay, it's the companies. All those agribusiness and textile and chemical and fossil companies. But you know what? You go to the CEO of one of those companies and they'll say, if I don't keep churning out this stuff and the profits every quarter, they'll just remove me. The board will just remove me. I'm not in charge here. So who are we in a battle with? We can go to the governments. Oh yeah, it's their job to regulate. You go talk to the governments. I know some of us here work for the governments. And what do they say? Oh, I could put in place tough regulation, but you know what? I'll induce capital flight. The companies threaten to relocate somewhere else. And they lobby us like hell over lunch and in the corridors and through the media. So are the governments really in charge? So let's go underneath these deeper, deeper. What is behind this? This finance. I'm talking about the banks like Barclays, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase. I'm talking about the asset managers, the investment managers like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. I'm talking about the insurance companies like Berkshire Hathaway, Allianz, MetLife. I'm talking about the financial power of capital. And that drive it has, and that is what we're going to look at today, okay? We're going to go deep. So we could do this with statistics. We could do this through writing a lot of papers, through lobbying. But hell, today we are going to do it as a circus. Because we've tried everything else. So, in 2022, the global financial system invested $200 billion in nature positive finance. This is money that's going to sequester carbon, to reforest the land, to protect biodiversity, okay? So let's hear it for finance. $200 billion, that's nothing to sniff at. A round of applause for finance. Oh, that was such a mediocre hothouse applause. Because you know something, don't you? Because while they invested $200 billion in nature positive, they spent $7 trillion degrading, destroying, damaging nature. $7 trillion. So for every $1 that was going to restoring nature, $35 destroying nature. And let's just do another little sonograph. Let's find one person. The lady in pink, can you shout out, a dollar for nature?
A dollar
Yeah, there's $1. I need kind of like 35 people, you know, like you guys. Can you shout, $1 against life? $1 against life. Yeah, she doesn't stand a damn chance, right? That's how it is. It's loaded against life. So we need to bring this issue right up here in the big top onto the big stage. This is the battle for the biosphere. Who is it? It's nature versus, and we're going to meet them right now. So we're going to bring onto this stage nature in all her glory and finance in all finances, mechanisms and ways of being. And we're going to see what we can do. Who's going to win this battle? So I am looking for somebody who would love to be Mother Nature. Somebody who's always wanted to stand for the trees and speak for the trees. Somebody who knows the web of life is flowing through them. Who could come right up here on this stage and be Mother Nature. All genders welcome. Come and be Mother Nature herself. Is there anybody in the house who would like to come up here? Hey, oh, here, I hear a calling. Come on over. Round of applause for Mother Nature. She's coming. Come on up, come on up, come on up. Hey, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom is going to play Mother Nature here tonight. Tom, why do you want to be Mother Nature?
I just kind of want to participate.
You want to participate? Okay, fantastic. Right, Tom is going to be transformed into Mother Nature right now. And while we do that, come over here, come over here, come over here. And while we do that, I invite you to turn to the person right next to you and talk about how you know that you are part of nature, that the web of life runs through you and is deep within you, okay? Go.
People, people, people!
Look who we have here! Mother Nature herself! Wow! So, Mother Nature is going to do an amazing twirl for you in a minute, but you're going to give her your best nature wild sounds. Here we go. Welcome her to the stage. Go! Oh, that's it. Thank you. Okay. Wow. Thank you for stepping up and being here with us tonight, Mother Nature. We really need you, and we need you to be strong because you've got a pretty tough opponent coming up tonight, okay? Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Yes, we think so. Okay. Please come and take a seat. This is your corner. Right. Well, you know what we need next. We need finance. And I asked myself, would there be anybody at Greenbelt who could actually play finance? Could there be anybody in the house who has been close enough to big money to know what it smells like up close, but has the power to resist its lure? Could there be anybody in the house with the wisdom of the years, but the playfulness of eternal youth? Could there be anybody in the house with a sharp intellect, but outstanding creativity? And I thought to myself, yes, yes, there is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Brian Eno himself. Come on up, young man. Well, well, what a lovely surprise. Are you ready to play finance?
What a surprise.
Yes. As much as Brian knew it was that he was going to land here, he doesn't know what's going to happen next. This is going to be fun. Right. While I get Brian transformed into finance, I invite you to turn to the person next to you and just tell them how you know that you are part of the financial system. I mean, is there anybody here who has a bank account? With some savings maybe, a pension, some shares, or a little bit of interest, a loan, a mortgage, some credit. We are all part of this. We are all benefiting from this and embroiled in this. So I invite you to turn to the person next to you and tell them how you know that you are part of finance. Go. People, 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 people! Guess who we have on stage? Finance himself. Oh, boo. Yes, feel free to do all the booing you like, but you are booing yourself too, because we are all embroiled in this. This is us, and this is us. It's all us. What is that you are holding, Finance?
It's my finance extractor.
Financial extractor. Is this how you extract interest and profit from the people? Give a little demonstration to the people.
Oh, me?
Don't you come near me with that. Right, I think we are just seeing right here the heart of the matter. This is the challenge we have. Right. So we have nature. We have finance. People, we are going to have a little game show to learn a bit more about our contestants. Are you ready for a game show?
Yes!
We're going to play a rather fabulous game. It's called Who Wants to Be a Million Years Older? Because they can't both be. If finance wins the game of being a million years older, Mother Nature ain't got a chance. And if Mother Nature manages to be a million years older, this guy ain't going to be on stage anymore because something will have changed. So only one of them can make it for another million years. Okay, here's how we're going to play Who Wants to Be a Million Years Older. I have my quiz cards. And as we all know, when we watch this game on TV, Who Wants to Be a Million Years Older? The first way we play is phone a friend, okay? So I'm going to read the question. We're going to start with Finance. And I'm going to read the question, and then Finance is going to phone a friend, and out there someone in the audience is going to answer the question. Are we ready? Finance. When were you born? Is it A, 3,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, when agricultural loans were repaid with a little extra grain? Is it B, in 1494, when the Franciscan monk Luca Pacioli invented double-entry bookkeeping? Thank you very much, Luca. That has wreaked a bit of havoc. Is it 1602, when Amsterdam opened the world's first stock exchange? Or is it 1944, when the Bretton Woods Conference opened up global finance to the world? So is it Mesopotamia? Is it 1494, double-entry bookkeeping? Is it Amsterdam Stock Exchange? Or is it the 1944 Bretton Woods Conference? Now, audience, the pressure is on you to answer this question. And to do so, we have the banana phone. Now, you need to hold both. I know you're not going to let go of that lightly. So there you are. You have a banana. You need to point the thing down. Other way there. Sorry. Yeah. So this... You look so 1980s. I love it. The banana phone is going to come out to the audience. Somebody's going to have to raise their hand if they have an answer to this question, okay? And I want the whole audience to make the phone ring. So, brr, 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 brr. Does anybody want to answer the banana phone? When was finance invented? I can't see any hands. Where's a hand? All the way at the back. Could you come in a bit? Brr, 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 brr. Okay, pass the banana phone, quick. Pass it back. Wait, stop, that, stop. Banana phone coming. Yeah, take it. Okay, wait. You got to hold it the right way up. Wait. Oh, we've got a microphone. Got to come to you as well. Come on, people of the audience. We can do this. Okay. Who's on the banana phone? Hello, who is it?
Hello, it's Gavin.
Oh, it's not on, banana phone. You're not on. It's a bad line. It's a bad line. You got a banana phone. Yes, who is it?
It's Gavin.
Gavin. Oh. Gavin, do you want to talk to him?
Gavin, can you answer the question?
Yes.
This is live TV, people.
Is it 1, 2, 3, or 4?
4, 1944.
Why?
Bretton Woods.
I.
Why?
No, it was I, as in positive.
Have we got any reasons, or are we just going random?
No.
Did you? Is he your chosen friend? Did you actually identify this guy in advance?
I've never seen this man in my life.
Okay, but you're convinced it's 1944?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go with that. 1944. A round of applause for Gavin in 1944. Woo! Thank you. Right. straight over to... Do have a seat, finance, if you need a little seat. Yes, could I take the banana phone off you? Thank you. Oh, kindly giving up the banana phone. Mother Nature, here's the banana phone. You're going to need it in a minute. Let's just ask you, Mother Nature, when were you born? Was it A, 4.6 billion years ago when the Earth was formed? Was it B, 3.5 billion years ago when the first single cell organisms appeared? Was it half a billion years ago when the first land plants appeared, like mosses? Let's hear it for the moss! Or was it 2.8 million years ago when the first humans, Homo habilis, appeared? Trick anthropocentric question. Was it 4.6 billion years when Earth was formed? Was it first single cell organisms? Was it when the mosses appeared? Or was it when the people appeared? We're going to call on the banana phone, okay? Let's go. Brr, brr. Who's going to answer this question? Who's got an answer to this question? Come on, people of the big top. Where's the answer? Well, I can't see. I can't see. Oh, Rachel. Somebody call Rachel. Let's get the phone to Rachel. Is she picking up?
I am picking up. Hello, picking it's Tracy.
Oh, hello.
That's
Tracy.
Not Rachel.
Hi, Tracy. Right. Do you want to talk to Mother Nature?
Hello.
Hi, Mother Nature. I've answered your call.
What is your answer?
Well, I think it's 3.6 billion years. Was that right? And number two.
The first single cell organism.
The first cell. That's my thought.
Yeah. Mother Nature's deciding here. Hang on. Yeah, you want to go with that?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Excellent. A round of applause for that answer. Yes, excellent. Right, let's pop the banana phone down. We don't need that anymore. Can we pass the banana phone back? Oh, thank you so much. Right, next question. Stay with Mother Nature for a moment here. And this is the ask the audience question, right? So we're going to ask the whole audience all at once. This is a question to see whether you were listening earlier. Mother Nature, how much do you know about finance? Here's the question we're going to ask the audience. In 2022, finance invested $200 billion in you. Wasn't that generous? Weren't you generous? You were very generous, yes. But do you know how much you invested against Mother Nature? Oh, wait, see. We're going to ask the audience, and you're going to shout the answer all at once. $200 billion for Mother Nature. How much did you invest against Mother Nature? One, two, three.
$7 trillion.
Oh, it's Greenbelt. People are listening. For extra points, for every $1 that was invested against Nature... Okay, you're really listening. All right, excellent. Very good. Right, and now, question for finance. Ask the audience. Between 1970 and 2022, how much have wildlife populations like mammals and birds and amphibians, reptiles and fish, how much have they declined? Oh, we're going to get the answer all at once. The answer is...
69%!
They're so good. Are you going to go with that?
Yes, I think they're nitpicking a little bit, though.
Nitpicking? Do you want them to round it up, or...
Let's round it up to about 5%, I would say.
You like to round things up to 5... Yeah. Well, at least he's showing his true colours. 5%. You want your 5%, yeah? 5%.
6.5, all right.
Oh, we've got trouble on stage tonight. Okay, last question. We've done phone a friend. We've done ask the audience. This question is called touch the noodle. You both need to stand for this one. I have my noodle. You have your noodle. We know all about your noodle. Okay, you can choose to touch the noodle and answer this question. Come stand equidistant from my noodle. Okay, right. Ready to touch it when you know the answer? Okay, here's a question. Which is easier to imagine? The end of capitalism or the end of the world? Oh, Mother Nature's in there!
Capitalism is a human construct, and I believe that the Earth will exist long after capitalism.
Woo! Damn! You've got some opposition, my friend. Wow, look who's up here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He just won black belt. Okay, right. So, that's the end of the game show. What we're going to do now is get down to the nitty-gritty of stuff. Because, face the people, face the people. There are deep, deep tensions between the design of nature and the design of finance. People, you're booing yourself. Okay, there are deep tensions, and we are going to explore these four deep tensions. So at this point, I invite you to put down your weapons. I know you're very fond of that. I know, just put it down over there. I know it's hard. Just put it down over there. Put it down, and you can put your, yep, that's it. Put it down. Okay, right. Ooh, yeah, right. For your delight, we are going to show you the four deep design tensions between nature and finance. And I need a fabulous assistant who's always wanted to be a game show host assistant running up and down. Anybody? There must be somebody in the room. Come on. Who's my... it's so easy, this one. I need a game show assistant. Come on. Here she comes. Here we come. Up we go. Thank you. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Big round of applause for Sarah. Right. Sarah, come on over here. Over there, you'll see some big pieces of cardboard with words written on it. Do you see them? You are going to hold those up one at a time for the people to see the words, and you're going to show them around the whole tent so everybody can see it. And I'm going to make this slightly harder, because when you're representing Mother Nature, you're going to wear that green hat. Do you see it? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Other way around. There we go. You are Mother Nature's pixie. But then you're going to dash across the front of the stage, and this is going to be quite, yeah, exactly. But you're going to change hats, and you're going to be the little... Workaday that finance puts you to work, and you're gonna take the card with you and show the opposite side. Yeah, this is a busy job. Okay, are you ready? But you've got to start over there with your hat. Keep them busy. That she's got it now. Right, here we go. There are four deep design tensions between nature and finance that we're going to explore right here, right now. Are you ready? The first one, Mother Nature. Can I give you this? Hold that. That's it. Hold it out. Hold the red bits. That's it. And show us this. Look at this. Nature is relational. Say it, everybody. Relational. The web of life works because of the web. It's about the relationship between things, the connections between species, their mutualisms, their competition. It's the balance of species that make the web of life work. It's the whole damn thing. That's why it works. Finance, my friend. Finance. Give finance. There we go. Give finance an ecosystem. You ready, finance? And finance just collapses it. It does. That. Yeah, exactly. It is much tidier. Yes. There we go. You see, much tidier. Because finance wants to individuate, isolate, measure, and
profit.
Price first. Price. Have a little price hanging off so that finance can profit. So when nature has a forest, finance sees timber. When nature has an ocean of life, finance sees the price of bluefin tuna. When nature has a beautiful meadow full of birds and bees and flowers, finance says, but what's the price of the land? So this, people, see it, right? We don't normally get to see it close up. Here it is. Nature is relational and finance is reductive. Let's say it. Relational. Reductive.
Reductive.
Yeah. This drives so much of the damage in the world. Because finance reduces everything to this point of price. Okay, put these down. Put it down. There we go. Right, number two. Are you ready, Sarah? You're doing a fantastic job. You've just realized how complicated your job is. Right, number two. Oh, here we go. Nature. Can I give you this? There you are. And finance. Can I give you this? There we go. Now, nature, can you bend that into a circle so that the two ends touch? Yeah, and hold it up for everybody so they can see that beautiful stuff. There we go. Nature is regenerative. Nature uses her resources again and again and again. She makes things into chitin and lignin and keratin and cellulose and breaks them down into the building blocks of life and makes them again. No waste. She wastes nothing. Beautiful living systems. Finance. But finance, behave. Finance is an exponential growth curve. Can you? There we go. There we go. Finance wants compounding interest. There we go. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Finance wants compounding interest. Well, I was going to say, I'm wondering if the audience is thinking, you know, has she noticed? Has she noticed? Does she see what's going on here? It's all getting a little bit phallic. Let me ask the sisters in the house. Sisters, did we notice that 20th century finance and 20th century economics had a certain thrust about it? Yeah, lads, we see what you did there. And people, did we notice? Did we notice that the economy of the future is somewhat more feminine? Yes! Yes! My next book, Phallic Economics. Wait for that one. Here's the cover picture. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Oh, at least he's true to himself. So, nature is regenerative. Regenerative. And finance is accumulative. Oh, yeah. Hail. Finance wants compounding returns on returns and returns, and there's no end in sight. Endless growth. Having so much fun, aren't we? Put it down. Put it down. There we go. Right. I knew this was going to be trouble the minute I invited him up on the stage. Let's put that one down. There we go. Right, number three. Number three. Right, let's test the audience. Everybody, what is this? Potato. Very good. It's a potato. Nature, there you go, mother. Thank you for making that. Nature is material. Nature is made of stuff. She uses energy. She uses matter to make real things. She's made of the means of life. Did you know that the word material comes from mater, which comes from Latin for mother? So literally, when you're talking about materials, you're talking about mother. When you say, what's the matter? You are saying, what is the mother? It's the most foundational concept. Nature is made of real stuff, embodied in place. She uses the resources, whether she's in the Arctic or in the tropics, whether it's a desert or a swamp, she uses what she has locally. Finance, on the other hand, yeah, material, she's material. That, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, that, yeah, well spotted. Well spotted, but it was the wrong color. Somebody printed the wrong colors. Very material, very good. Very consistent, Sarah. Thank you for the consistency. Okay, here we go. Finance is disembodied. Finance, here you are. Here you are, take it. Oh, oh, how much have you got there? I mean, is it pence or trillions?
Trillions.
Trillions, don't drop it. You'll cause a financial crash. Yeah, is there any more in your pocket?
You can make quite a lot on a financial crash, you know.
You have made quite a lot on a financial crash, haven't you?
It's coming. If you know it's coming, you can bet against it.
And you can make it happen by knowing it's coming.
Yeah, yeah. So short it. That's a way to make a lot of money. It's important.
This guy knows more than I'm comfortable with.
Dementias, you know.
Dementias or dimensions?
Dementia. Cash dementia.
Cash dementia. Don't drop that. You see, finance is just made up. It's just invented, and there's more money in the world than could possibly be cashed in for real matter. And where is your money? I mean, is it in Tokyo or is it in New York in the morning? Where is it? Where is it?
I don't know where it is at the moment. It's constantly moving around, you know. It's algorithmically determined somewhere. It's just a lot of numbers on my bank account, really.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, it's very refreshing. I see every morning that there are more numbers there, more zeros. It's wonderful. It's growth, you know. Growth is the important thing.
Yes, we heard about that. Finance is disembodied, okay? So just not attached to reality. So that's number three. Here comes the last one. Nature Hold it like that. Nature is playing the infinite game. Here's the infinity. Nature knows that the game of life is a game that we win by keeping life going. It has no end. That's the point. Keep it going. A species cannot be there for its offspring's 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 10,000 generations. So we take care of the place so that life will take care of itself. We create conditions conducive to life. So nature is here for the long term and keep life going, the infinite game. Finance. Oh, finance. Finance treats life like an hourglass. Win by the close of the market at the end of the day. Win in your quarterly returns. It's the other way up. Win in the quarterly returns by the annual report. Long term? How long is long term finance?
Oh, till next Wednesday at least.
Next Wednesday at least. So finance is so short term. Closing, closing, short horizons, exit horizons. Get that capital out against nature's infinite game. Nature is playing the infinite game. Infinite game. Finite is playing a finite game. And therein lies the trouble. So put him down and say a massive round of applause to Sarah for bringing our brilliant. Okay. Here's a bit of fun. Take a stick. Take a stick. Put your finger on the tip of the stick. And now you're going to join, you're going to hold the sticks between your fingers. Oh, I love it when you look confused. So here we are. Between you, come along. That's it. Come, 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 come. Aha! And now you can dance or battle with your sticks. And while they do that, people, I want you to talk to each other. Where in life have you seen this challenge between nature and finance? Let me give you some examples. You can be a bit more playful than that. You can move. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The water companies in this country spew. Yeah, exactly. Spewing pollution into our lakes and rivers because they're drawing massive billions of shareholder returns and profits for the directors. The Amazon being deforested in real time because agribusiness companies just make so much money for their private owners and their shareholders. Oil and gas. Lying to us, knowingly lying to us for decades because it just pays so well. This dance, this tension between nature and finance has been playing out. You've got 1 minute to talk to people next to you. Where have you seen it, either locally or globally, this tension between the two of them? Go. Okay, people, come back, come back, come back. We all know and feel this tension in our lives. Let me take these sticks from you. This dance, this battle. Is it a dance? Is it a battle? And who is going to win? Mother Nature, I think you deserve a really well-earned rest. You have been exploited and extorted and extracted. And yes, have a seat. Cool yourself down. Oh, you did this. Do you think that's art? Is that what you call art? And then you go and sell it.
Yes, I sell it, yes.
Artist, huh? This is Mother Nature's. You can't have that yet. You have done nothing for this. Here you are, Mother Nature. Just cool yourself down. There you go. Now, I need a word with you. We have had nature is relational and finance is reductive. Nature is regenerative and finance is accumulative. Nature is material embodied, finance is disembodied. Nature is playing the infinite game and finance is playing the finite game. You are giving us some trouble, my friend. Do you have anything to say for yourself at this point?
Yes, I think you're being a little bit biased about this. I think we've brought all sorts of wonderful things into the world. We've made technologies, machines. More and more people are alive than would have ever been alive before without our help. Finance has been the people who've created the cradle from which all of this has been born.
And this advertisement was brought to you on behalf of the banking industry. Yes. Yes, it was. I think, my friend, it's time for a little bit of therapy. Are we ready to go another level deeper? So my question is, what exactly do you have in that bag? Could you just bring it over here? Yeah, go on. This thing that you're so attached to. Have a seat. Have a seat. Sit down. Now, open your bag. Come on. What have you got in there? What? Have a little look. Good God. What's that? Get it out. Go on. What else? Don't pretend like you didn't know. What are these? What are these? Have you been carrying these around all this time?
Yes, these are my trading uniform.
Now, what we have here, I'm going to put this one here. We have three deep emotions emerging from the briefcase of finance. We're going down, like, what are the deep emotions actually driving finance and driving all of us when we get caught in finance? It's not just him. Okay, people, we have hang on. Didn't ask you yet. Right? We have three emotions. Now, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to talk to the person next to you. We need three emotions. We're going to get three deep emotions up here on the stage, living out finance. So talk to the person next to you. What are you going to shout out in a minute? Go, talk. Okay, people. Somehow, between all of us, we are going to figure out three emotions that have come up on stage. So I just want somebody to shout out something and we'll see what everybody else thinks of it. Something you're really sure of is one of these deep emotions. What is it? Fear. How does everybody feel about that? Okay. Who's going to come up and play fear? Somebody. Oh, yeah. Come on up and play fear. Right. What else have we got? Greed. How do you all feel about that? Okay. Who's going to come and play greed? Oh, come on then. What else have we got? Envy. Ignorance, power, insecurity. No. Come on up. I need a third one. Emptiness. Are you going to go for that? I think we might go for that. Emptiness. Right. What's your name?
Jodie
and?
John.
Brilliant. We've got Fear and Greed live on stage now. Give them a round of applause. Fear. Who's playing Fear? Your Fear. There you are. Now, you have to take your glasses off if that's okay. Put your chin in first, my top tip. John, greed. Can you put that on? Who's going to come and play emptiness? Come on then. Come on up. You can come straight up here. What's your name?
Amber.
A round of applause for our deep emotions. Don't lose that in a hurry. Right. Are you feeling all right? We're just kind of bringing your insides out here a bit.
These are my friends. I'm very happy with them.
You're very happy. Yes. Right. Okay. Let's just have a... I'm just going to just dive into this therapy session. Okay, let's just go. Oh, I like... Oh, the horns are up. Okay, we can wear it like that. That's okay. We can do that. No, it was good. No. No, but it was good. It was good. No. Okay. Tell us about greed.
Oh, I love it. I want more of it.
What is driving you, my friend?
But I just want it all the time and more of it. That's it, isn't it?
That's it. Okay, what does he want?
More of it.
What?
Anything.
Okay. Could you ever be sated?
No.
Right, we've got a problem, people. Greenbelt, we turn to people like you to sort things like that. You've got to get some thinking. We've got to talk this guy down. Right. Fear. What's going on?
I'm just so afraid. What if there's not enough? And what if it all gets taken away from me? And I'm just really quite afraid.
What are you actually afraid you're going to actually lose?
Just all of the things that I might not have. And what if I don't have enough?
Yeah. She's right. She's absolutely right. I mean, if we let hippies take over everything, you're going to lose the whole lot.
Okay. This might take more than one therapy session, people. Emptiness. Hello. What's going on?
Well, I just wake up in the morning and I think, what's the point? What is filling my days and why am I here?
That's a good question. And we're here to help you answer that.
Okay, Greenbelt. Greenbelt, a tent full of values. Like, if ever any tent was ever going to help with this, people, it's here. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I am going to get my noodle. I'm going to pass my noodle across the tent like this, okay? As it goes past over your head, like as it passes you, if you want, you can shout out a thought, a calming thought, a reassurance, an insight to help bring down one of them. Maybe, and you might go like this, greed, and then what you've got to say to greed, or fear, right? Or emptiness, because we've got to, we ain't never going to change finance if we can't talk down these deep driving emotions that we so rarely get to see out in the open, okay? So here comes my noodle. And I know that not everybody may be able to hear. Please shout as loud as you can. We won't be able to send the mic around. Let's think you're going to hear the people around you, but please try and be loud so that far away as possible can hear what you say, okay? And keep it short, like two or three words. Here we go. Fear, calm. Enough is enough. Generosity. Oh, we're here for you. Hang on a minute, we're coming this way. Greed, watch out for inequality. Fear to prudence. Emptiness, learn to rest. Yes. Oh, you're a bit hot. Mother Nature needs a little bit of a break. Could somebody else come and give Mother Nature a break? Who's going to come up and play Mother Nature? Come on. Who's going to come? You? No. Mother Nature wants a break. Mother Nature got hot. Yes, come on up. Come on up. Here comes oh, I love it. Here we go. What's your name, Mother Nature?
Vivi.
Vivi, get in your cape and take a rest. Thank you. Oh, I love the youth coming up here. You see, Mother Nature has many faces. She keeps changing. Brilliant. There you go. Brilliant. Right. We got to here. We're going to talk down these emotions. Passion relationship. A passionate relationship. Passionate relationship. Compassionate relationship.
Lovely.
What? You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you.
No, you leave it with me.
Oh, he's got an answer for every bloody thing. What have we got over here? Spend some time in the woods. Love. There's a lot of love going on in this quarter. A hug. Love. Love. Thank you. I'm going to... What? Be content with what you've got. Look after others. Try sharing. Slow down. I'm going to go right over here. Oh, connection before objects. You taking some of this in, emptiness?
The passionate relationship, I'm quite excited.
Well, I think you might need one. Yeah, that could be good. That could be good. Greed, how's it going?
I'm loving it. I just want more of it.
Fear?
I'm feeling a bit better.
Oh, we've got some movement. We've got some movement. A round of applause for the movement. Fear. Finance. This first session was free. I will be charging in future. From everything that the people have said, can you see any of this shifting in you? Because we really actually need you to shift. Like, could you have an inkling of possibility here?
Well, I was a bit disappointed that Nature was allowed to bring on a substitute. I don't think that was in the original rules, was it?
You ain't going anywhere, I'll tell you that much.
No, I'm happy to stay here, since I own most of this stuff anyway. In fact, I own more than 25 times all of this stuff put together.
Finance, any emotional reflection, or is that beyond your capacity?
Disappointment, I think, that we haven't really been appreciated for what we have done for the planet.
Disappointment, okay. Disappointment. Finance is disappointed. You don't feel appreciated. Do you feel unseen?
Absolutely. We feel unseen, unloved, and we feel that we've put so much intelligence and thoughtful technology into making money, which is, after all, what we all want to do, isn't it? Come on, let's be serious now. Just, you're liars.
Finance is feeling unseen and unloved. Can we just give some finance some thanks for the technologies? And I'm serious now. Thanks for the technologies. Thanks for everything that finance has tried to do, because some of it has been really useful, but often things are really useful until they're not. But let's thank finance for everything that finance has made possible, because it's true. We're at a festival and there's a lot of finance gone into making this, and it's got all of us here. So can we just have a massive either shout out or round of applause of thanks? Are you feeling that?
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Right.
We're going to come back for some more therapy sessions. The next one will be in here at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll have emptiness, fear and greed back up on the stage. But for now, can you give them a massive round of applause? Thank you. Right. Finance, I think it's going to take a few therapy sessions, but I think there's actually a chink of possibility that you could be transformed. Are you ready now in our last 11 minutes to try and actually just have a go and see what it would be like to transform?
Well, I'm ready to try.
Oh, round of applause for being ready to try. So put down your bag. Are you ready to demonstrate to finance? Thank you, Mother Nature, for being here. We're gonna show finance it's time to transform. Now, people, this is the time. I need you circus people, right? I need some circus up here. So, do you remember a little while ago that Mother Nature was, what was she? Relational. And you remember finance had a little bit of trouble with that, right? It was collapsing everything into a single value. We are going to inspire finance to see that it is possible to care about more than one thing at a time. It is possible. Where's your collapsed ball gone? Here we are. I'll give it back. That it is possible actually to care about more than one thing at a time and to care about the relationship between things. Now, here's the question. Is there a juggler in the house? Where are you? Where's my juggler? Oh yeah, come on up. Round of applause for the juggler. Come on up. Always health and safety. I like it. Come on up. What's your name?
Tom.
How many do you want? One?
Three.
Oh, straight in there. Three. Are you ready? Wait, like your finance needs to be able to. Actually, you know, can you do it over there? Are you watching this?
I'm watching.
He's going to show you how to care about more than one thing. Turn your back a little bit so all the people can see it. Great. Ready? And drum roll. People, drum. Woo! Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No. It's okay. He's going to do it again. Experimentation is a very important part of change. Here we go. Let's see it again. Whoa, go Tom! Fantastic! Are you watching? Right. Tom, how do you care about more than one thing at a time? Can you explain to finance how you're doing that?
You look at the relationships between them.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's a clever party trick.
Well, finance, I would like you to learn a new clever party trick right now. So could you have a go at being relational? Let's see if we can transform you from being so reductive. Oh, come on, give him a drum roll. Come on, finance. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Come on, you can do it. You can. Oh, he's doing it. Yes, stand up. Yes. He's doing it. Yes, it's great. Come forward. Oh my God, you've got a hat. What's going on? I think you look great. You look so Brian Eno. I mean, this is just like, this is great. How does it feel?
I feel like a toy.
Well, I mean, you look so Brian Eno. What did I say? Yeah. Oh, had. Sorry. No, you look gorgeous.
So do you, darling.
There we go. Now, can you actually get that all the way? Can you? No? Or a bigger head. Just a bit more. Yeah. Yes! Woo! Look, and let's put it down. Look what you did there. And look, magically, you're turning from this self-obsessed me to a... Woo-wee! Show the boys and girls, look. Wee. How do you feel?
There are unfamiliar bumps on me.
Yes. No, that might be something else. Wait, no, what? That's fabulous. Okay, this has got off to a really good start. Well, Mother Nature, you modeled that so well. Put it down. A massive round of applause for Tom, our juggler. Right. Pop that one down. We're going to put it down. Now, the second thing we had, Mother Nature, can you make that into a circle? Yes. Do you remember this? Yes, you remember this bit, don't you? Yes. Yes, we all remember this bit. Okay. Now, can we teach finance to turn it into a circle? Now, I really need, okay, this is another circus moment, people. I need somebody really bendy. I need somebody who can come up here and do something really bendy. I don't care what it is. You have to be able to do it in public, okay? There's a hand. You, would you like to come up here? Come and do something really bendy, please. A round of applause for this young woman who's coming up to do something really bendy. Are you going to watch this? Okay, you got it, right? Whoop, whoop. There we go. It's not easy. What's your name?
Elodie.
Elodie, are you going to do something really bendy? Okay, do you want to do it here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just stand back. What the heck? Okay, here we go. Drum roll, everybody. Woo! Woo! What just happened there? Can you do that again? Were you watching? Woo! Your turn. Okay, you can do it with the noodle then. Come on, stand up. Drum roll! Come on! Oh! Come on! Woo! Yes! Oh, yes! How do you feel now?
Triumphant.
Fantastic. You know what? We're just going to... A little bit more human. Look at you. You. Regenerative finance right here live on stage at Greenbelt. Regenerative finance. Give it a round of applause. And Elodie. Wow. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Elodie. Amazing. Right. Number three, do you remember? What was this? It's a potato. It still is a potato, yes. So nature is embodied material, okay? So we don't need somebody to come up. We're all going to show finance this. Now, finance, I want you to watch the people. Everybody, we're going to show finance what it means to be embodied because we are all, not potatoes, but we are all embodied. So you can be embodied like this. You can be embodied like this. You can be embodied however you want to show finance that you have a body. You are made of energy and materials. You are part of nature and earth. Watch the people. Go! You show them too. Do you want to stand up? Yeah. Look here, Mother Nature's dead. So, is that your best?
Yeah.
That's your best. I've heard rumors you've got more than that. Woohoo! A bit of leg. Yeah, are you feeling a bit embodied?
A little.
Do we stand up a little bit? Can we see some of your moves? Oh yeah, come on. Oh! Woo! Ha! Oh yeah, a round of applause for those moves. I think we might even let you take the jacket off.
I see.
Oh, we're getting down to it now. Right. It doesn't go further than this. It goes further. This fourth and last one. Do you remember? Nature is the infinite game. And finance is always playing the finite game. Right. We need somebody to come up here and demonstrate the infinite game. So, who here loves to hula hoop? Is there anybody in this audience who... Oh, I see a hand. I see a hand. Come on. Come on, hula hooper. Here it comes. Here comes our hula hooper. Round of applause. Who is coming? Who is coming? Come on. Hi, what's your name?
Jasper.
Massive round of applause for Jasper. You ready? Can you do that? Okay, fantastic. Now, I thought somebody slightly larger than Jasper would come. Is there anybody out there? You laughed. Do you think Jasper can't do this? Is there anybody who thinks that Jasper can't do this? Oh, no, he can't.
No, he can't.
Do you want to show us? Let me stand back, okay? I'm going to make you some, like, space. Hit drum roll. This is going to be such a big drum roll. Here we go. Goes on forever. Keep doing it, Jasper. Jasper, how do you keep it going?
It's my hips.
Yeah? You're listening, Brian. Well, how do you do it?
I practice.
Practice. Take a stop. Do you want to go? Or you can either have a go at that, or you can learn to turn this from a... Yeah, you can learn to turn this into an infinite loop. Oh, that was easy. Wait, yeah, really? Drum roll. Finance is going to turn... Oh, but that's still an hourglass. It needs to get in an infinite loop. Yes! And a hula hoop. Go at the same time. Go, 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 go. Yeah, 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 yeah. You come on. You come and do some hula hoop. You get up and do it too. Woo! Oh, yeah! Look at this. I told you we had a circus in the house. Wow. Thank you, all of you. Absolutely incredible. Massive round of applause and thanks to Jasper. Amazing. Thank you. So, we are drawing to a close soon. What have we seen here? We have seen an incredible display by Finance, who came on this stage so, so cynical. Finance has become relational and regenerative and embodied and is now playing the infinite game. Wow. Right here live on stage at Greenbelt, that kind of Finance is in the house. Have you ever seen it out there in the world? So I'm going to just give you three little examples of Finance that are just moving in this direction to say that this kind of thing is just trying to start happening. Let's go to Scotland. Scotland. Communities are buying back those privately owned estates into community land trusts. When the community own the land, the profits from the land gets reinvested in the community for the long term, for the whole system, for the regeneration of the land, for that place. So when we change who owns the land, who owns the assets, it totally can change the motivation of how finance comes in. And we regenerate the Mother Earth of Scotland. Yes. Another example. In the Andes, across six countries, there are 35,000 people who are volunteering to plant native forests and to safeguard the watersheds. It's a group called Action Andina, a phenomenal effort made by the people of that place because they care and love that land. It was originally funded by philanthropy. Philanthropy can be useful to get something started, but now The municipalities are paying. The companies are paying. The utilities are paying. Why? Because they depend. They depend on the forest. They depend on the water for the long term, for that place. They depend on the regeneration of the whole system. So they are beginning to put finance in service of life. And let me give you one last example. In Kenya, there's something called the Sarafu Network, where they've created a blockchain complementary currency. They're issuing their own currency in the community. And the money that that currency is paid, it rewards tree planting. It rewards watershed management. It rewards people for investing in and caring for ecology. So we can reinvent money. We can reinvent finance to put it in service of life. And we've just seen here the possibility of that transformation. Now, I know that what I'm telling you right now, these are tiny, tiny seeds against that 7 trillion. Tiny seeds, but the point is, there's a possibility. What you saw here is Mother Earth is billions of years old. Nature is natural. This is how planet Earth works. Finance, my friend, you are the new kid on the block. Even if you are a couple of thousand of years old, you're so young, isn't that nice? You're such a kid. You're a young, yeah, he's going to take that. And you're a human construct, totally invented by us. And so you can be reinvented by us. Who here thinks that finance should become regenerative, relational, infinite, and embodied? See, they love the new you. How does it feel?
I feel rather shy, actually, because actually we're very nice people, us finance people. And underneath it all, underneath those $7 trillion, we're really just ordinary human beings. And we want a little bit of sympathy and a bit of encouragement.
But we've given you that tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Can I keep the hat?
Mother Nature, how do you feel about this kind of finance? Do you think you might trust this guy to, like, actually be part of your restoration? How does it feel?
I might trust him. It depends. If he's nice to me.
If he's nice to you, I think that's really good. That's a really good question. And because it's an experiment and we've got to see if he's going to stay nice. Yeah? Come up here, you two. We have transformed finance. We have Mother Nature. And thank you to both of our Mother Natures. I want you to give a massive round of applause here to finance and Mother Nature for demonstrating both the tensions and the redesign. Show to the people. Take a bow. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Now, shall we end with a song? Is there a beatboxer in the house? And is it you? Do you want to stay on stage for the song? I think you should. Do you want to sit in the chair, Mother, and we will sing you a song? Okay, here we go. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you the beat. Here we go. Can't believe I'm going to teach Brian Eno to beatbox right now. Me? Where is Jason Singh when you need him? Okay. Oh, can we have some sound in the roving mic?
Even Jason needs a working mic.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay. So. Okay, so it's
okay. Hold on.
And a little bit slower.
That was a bit louder, actually.
And a bit slower. And I'm going to sing over the top.
So.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to happen. Okay. Hold it. Excellent. Now. Okay. So, do you remember at the beginning of the show, we said, leave no one in the hole?
Leave no one in the hole.
Don't overshoot the limits.
Don't overshoot the limits.
Well, that's the chorus of the song. So it goes like this. Leave no one in the hole.
Leave no one in the hole.
Don't overshoot the limit.
Don't overshoot the limit.
So it goes like, leave no one in the hole. Thrive, thrive, thrive. Don't overshoot the limit. Thrive, thrive, thrive.
Don't overshoot the limit. Thrive, thrive, thrive.
Let's do it one more time. Leave no one in the hole. Thrive, thrive, thrive. Don't overshoot the limit. Thrive, thrive, thrive. Right, and now this side is going to sing the Leave No One in the Hole. Right, you are representing the social foundation of the donut. Be strong, you represent social justice and human rights. Are you ready? Leave no one in the hole. Thrive, thrive, thrive. Don't overshoot the limit. Thrive, thrive, thrive. People, I am charging you with the ecological ceiling of the donut and planetary integrity and a planetary boundary. You've got to hold it and own it. Are we ready? You got it? You got it?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
If you wanna get into the donut, set a sweet new economy on a roll. Gotta start with the things that matter most. Tell me, people, what's the 21st century goal? Leave no one in the hole. Inequality is crushing us, it's time to move on. The poor get hit while the rich party on. Let's give the economy distributive design. We've got to share things far more fairly and it all will be fine. When we take and make and use and lose, we destroy the living world, but here's the news. Regenerative economy is on the rise. We gotta reconnect with nature now, what a surprise. The secret of the donut isn't outside or in. Focus on both, let innovation begin, because it's boundaries that unleash your creativity. Show me that you know it, sing it, one, two, three. Last time! We have a new beatboxer in the house. And we have Mother Earth here live on stage. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You have been phenomenal. We have made a circus here tonight. We've had acrobats and jugglers and contortionists. Amazing. Thank you, Greenbelt. This is the place for Donut Economic Circus. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.